From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The only standalone children's hospital in Miami-Dade and one of the county's top private employers recently laid off 135 employees. That represents more than 3% of the workforce at Nicklaus Children's Hospital. Nicklaus executives say it had to be done to preserve the financial health of the organization. But the round of layoffs comes at the same time Nicklaus plans to open a second hospital in Miami-Dade. With us in the studio is Daniel Chang, who covers healthcare issues for the Miami Herald. Dan, before we go into what's going on with Nicklaus specifically, hospitals around the country are operating under financial burdens. Please give us a picture of what would cause a hospital to reduce its staff.
So there's been reductions in reimbursements from insurers in both private commercial plans as well as public programs like Medicare and Medicaid. There's been a shift of patients away from overnight admissions and more into outpatient care where they get the surgeries on the same day and go home on the same day. So all of the hospitals in South Florida are competing in this difficult environment.
And what have you learned so far about why Nicklaus felt they had to make this decision to lay off so many people?
Well, some of those financial pressures that we were talking about are contributing to the pressure to lay off people. That's really the one that they cite. But what I hear from folks inside the hospital, including doctors and nurses who are upset about the reduction in clinical staff, so these are people who deal with patients every day, they feel the hospital is losing market share in this competitive environment. And they also feel like their management has some accountability or some responsibility to bear here for what's happening.
The hospital system that runs Nicklaus also plans to open a new hospital near Miami International Airport, and the timing is raising some eyebrows. Please tell us about the second hospital and its relationship to Nicklaus Children's.
So the second hospital is called the Miami Medical Center. It's the old Pan American Hospital that was built, I believe, in the early 60s here. About 5 or 6 years ago, it was sold to an investment group out of Kansas. And that investment group and another business venture, a for-profit venture, whose corporate officers and directors are made up of Nicklaus Children's executives and board members, managed the hospital. Nicklaus Children's also was a lender for them and invested a considerable amount of money in it. But what's happened is that this joint venture to manage the Miami Medical Center involved not just financial help, but also sending staff, clinical staff, pediatric cardiologists, anesthesiologists, as well as nurses and techs from Nicklaus Children's over to the Miami Medical Center to help cover shifts. And I was hearing from doctors and nurses who weren't happy about that in 2016 and 2017, perhaps, I believe.
Is that typical?
It's a bit unusual for a number of Nicklaus Children's executives as well as board members to be involved in a for-profit venture that is then managing another hospital.
What kind of criticism has Nicklaus had to withstand over this last move with the layoffs?
Well, I think that they're feeling a lot of pressure from their own staff and employees, as I understand it, and I speak with doctors and nurses off the record. They say morale is not good, and they're concerned about the direction of the hospital. They're concerned about the lack of transparency in some of these private for-profit ventures involving Nicklaus Children's executives and board members, and it's not clear to them whose money this was that was invested and whether or not it's contributing to these financial pressures. So in the absence of information from Nicklaus Children's Hospital executives and board members explaining who was involved in this venture, did everybody know about it, was there any conflict, I think the employees are going to continue to wonder, well, just how much of a role did this private venture involving our leadership contribute to our job losses? And that's the unanswered question.
We've been talking with Daniel Chang, who covers healthcare issues for the Miami Herald. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.